Blog Talk Radio.
Malone's Hype Line is now on air and ready to take your calls. In 3, 2, 1. With DJ Malone, Lance Johnson, DJ Willie T, and the rest of DMP family. Call right now. 773-897-3976. It's easy. Just say name and state you are calling from, and you will be logged right into the convo. Get ready to have some fun.
Hold up. YGM. Got a bitch named Taylor, suck me up good, got a mouth like a gator. Smoke a lot of weed, but I'd rather smoke papers. But a pussy tastes good like some type of fruit flavor. Hold up. Got a bitch named Nikki, breath kinda bad, so I never let her kiss me. Freaky little hoe, she let me bust up on the titties. Now she IG famous, so the bitch tryna diss me. Ooh. Know a bitch named Kayla, fucked a lot of niggas, now she think I'm finna date her. Run a lot of game, I'm a coach, she a player, so I tell her what she wanna hear so I can penetrate her. Had a bitch named Dee Dee, said she was my gal before she even really seen me. Little bitch crazy, try to fight me when she see me, but she break a lot of bread, so I let her sleep with me. My bitches, my bitches, my bitches, my bitches. My bitches, my bitches, my bitches, my bitches.
Now I knew this girl one time before, and her name was Helen. She was a white girl though. When it came to the twerk game, she was a pro, and she dropped it down low and took it to the damn floor. Now Jesus was an independent woman, yellow bone chick, man, straight out of Philly. Face like Malia, ass like Menard, so you already know, man, she going hard. Now Heaven, cute little thing, and she always did this thing with a tongue ring. And she about 5'4", maybe even 5'3", and she from the side town, so you know it's real. Then she sat me in the chair, then she popped it and worked it, and she popped it and jerked it, and she going berserk. And I can't believe it, man, man, she's doing for Malone. Me and Kevin Kong, man, we're doing it though. We going in.
My bitches, my bitches, my bitches, my bitches, my bitches, my bitches.
What I'm doing. Yo, man, we're here with DJ Malone, man. What's going on? How's everybody doing today? Welcome, welcome, welcome. I welcome you guys, man. Now, you guys know I love to bring in the hottest topics, the hottest music, the hottest interviews. Man, you guys already know how I get down here, man. Straight out of Chicago, man. It's a good day here. Beautiful day in Chicago, man. Make sure you guys hit me up on the Twitter at DJ Malone Pro. And like I said, you guys already know I'd love to give you the hottest topics with the hottest interviews. And today is no exception. Today, I got my guy right here. I'm going to go let him talk to you, man. What's going on, man? Tell the people who you are.
What's up, man? What's up, man? C. Palmer, man, out of Dallas, Texas, man. What's going on, y'all? Man, I'm just excited to be here, man.
C. Palmer, what's going on, D? How you been?
Hello?
Yeah, how you been, though, man?
Man, just working, man. Just working hard, bro. My mind is like a mouse in a maze caught up, man.
Definitely.
It's constantly going.
I want my listeners to get to know a little bit about you, and you called in last week on Briefville on my show, Sidetown of a Radio, but I want my callers to get to know about you as well. Go ahead and tell the people who you are and what you do.
My name is C. Palmer. Once again, CEO of Naji Head Entertainment. Man, I've been doing music a long time. I'm a producer, songwriter, you know, artist, just everything, man. Mixing engineer, recording engineer. Just recently just got accepted into school as well. So, man, I'm just excited, man. This has just been my passion since I was a kid, man, my love. And I'm always doing music. It's always in my mind, man. I'm writing stuff in my brain, just even as I'm just somebody talking to me. My mind is something to do with music, man. So this is what I live for, man. I work hard. That's what I grind for. And I'm here.
Definitely.
I'm just ready to give the world something that enjoyable to listen to.
Definitely. Well, I want to take it back real quick. I want to go into it, and let's see about what made you come into this industry. So, what made you want to do music? Was there inspiration? Did somebody ask you to do it, or what was it?
Well, my inspiration was my father, man, and my uncles. You know, my father, he was just, I mean, very, 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 very musically inclined. And, I mean, my uncles, you know, they was always singing around me, man. I mean, just all the time playing music. I grew up listening to some of the best that legends that's out there now, Frankie Beverly Mays and Luther Vandross. I grew up listening to groups probably at a young age they don't even know now about, like Three Dog Night and that kind of stuff. So I was just around music, you know, my whole life, man. And just listening to my dad sing all the time is really what inspired me, man. And then when I finally realized I had some type of talent with singing, man, and I've been doing it ever since, man. Started writing at an early age, even though it wasn't making sense. But I started writing like when I was like 8, man, 9 years old, thinking of my own little rhyme and everything, man. It was corny, but I was happy because it was something that I created, you know. But, man, just my father, man, and my uncles, man, you know, just being around them and just always around music and singing as a family, to being together, man, it's what just let me know that this was in my blood, man, and this is what I wanted to do and my love, my passion. And that's why I'm here.
Definitely. Real. I want to get into the songwriting. Now, how did you go into songwriting? Was it an outlet for you to just really just chop down and start writing? Or were you trying to tell the story? Because a lot of songwriters, they get their ammunition from either pain or suffering or whatever they're going through in their life, and they chop it down in the song.
Right.
So how do you go about getting the ammunition, as you would make, into a song?
Oh, wow, man. That's incredible. Man, I just, you know, sometimes I've always been a person that kind of keep a lot of stuff in, bottled in into myself, you know, even though I have thoughts going through my mind. So I was always kind of that shy kid, you know, don't say nothing, you know, too much. But as I started, you know, writing early, like I told you and everything, I started, you know, expressing stuff that I've been through in my life, pain and, you know, and just things that, you know, I've been through as a kid, and things that make me happy, things that make me mad. And I started realizing that I feel great about it when I'm doing my music. That's the time when I can express myself, you know. So that really made me start really, really sinking in and thinking even harder, man, as a writer, you know, because a song should mean something. It's supposed to be about something. And I think that's when you're at your best. With everybody, when you're writing on that paper and you're expressing yourself about something that you know that you've been through in your life, and man, that makes it incredible, and that's what makes the song. And man, I just, as a songwriter, I feel other songwriters, because it's just like the best way to get everything out, man. It just seems like when you get on that mic, it's your sanctuary, and you just, man, you letting it all out.
Definitely,
so
real.
That's what inspires me to just keep writing. Because I can just tell the world what I feel and what I'm going through, and, you know, my pain, and, you know, it's talking, you know, and that's what inspires me, man, every day. To sit
definitely,
down on it,
man,
and just grab that pen and write.
Definitely. Real. How did you get into the producing, man? Well, first, what did you start out with? Because I started with a Yamaha, because I produce as well. So what did you start out with?
Man, it's funny, man. I haven't really just started making beats just too long, right? But I had a Kai XR20, man. That was the first thing I bought to start making beats.
Okay.
And it was, man, it was something. It was just like a little drum machine. It was like a loop pattern and everything. So it's like something that, you know, you really couldn't even do a lot of changes in your arrangement with your beat. But it was something that was exciting to me, because it was something that I know I could practice with, and I was just getting started, man. So that Akai XR20, man, was like my world. That was like my woman.
Real.
And that's what I started with, man.
What kind of beats do you make? What kind of sound?
I don't know, man. It's like, it's crazy. I try to always think of different. So I try to make mutt music. You know, they say a mutt is a dog that's got everything in them. So I try to make something different for people to hear, you know. So it's like I don't even know what to really put my beats, what category to put it in, man, when I make tracks. I just go with what I feel and let the beat
speak.
That's
real, though. That's real. That's real, though, man. Hey, And I got to give big ups to you because a lot of people, they don't take the time out to actually learn the different sounds because there's so many different sounds in the world in just
right
producing. There's so many different sounds. So my next question is, if somebody comes up to you and says, hey, I want you to produce a beat for me, how is it like they give you an idea and then you kind of go on with it, or is it you guys working together in the studio?
Well, you know, it's either or for me, you know, like if he gives me an idea, I kind of, the way I work is I like to visualize the person that I'm working with. You know, I want the beat or a song that I'm writing for that person, I want it to be them, you know, so I take the time to sit back and study them, you know. So they may be looking at me crazy because I'm just watching the whole time. So I like to get to know the person and, you know, and put the work that I'm doing as close to them as possible, you know, so it can be them. So I feel that's what makes me, you know, I feel bring something different because it's like I like to see the difference in people. So I try to make that to what I create when I do my music. So
definitely. Real.
Study
real,
them.
Man. I feel that, man. Hey, man. Hey, big ups to you, though, man. Big ups.
And I appreciate
now,
that, man. Same to you, man.
You're also an artist as well. So,
right.
How did you get into the artistry of everything? I mean, it's kind of destined because you do the songwriting and the producing, so it's kind of destined. But what made you want to go out from that lane and say, yo, I want people to hear my story all the way?
Man. I always loved to sing, you know. Since I was a kid, man, I was always singing. I used to get in trouble at school for singing in class. So it's always been a passion of mine to want people to hear me and to, you know, my voice and everything, because I knew I had some talent. But I got people around me all the time now, man, and they talk about, man, Courtney, it's the way your arrangement is of your songs, man, it's different. You got to push yourself because I'm always. I love to hear other people. I love talent. You know, I just love to hear everybody. So my heart is big, man. So I used to always think about other people. We got to do this. And there's some people, and that's when you know you have a real friend, because they'll tell you, man, it was like, Courtney, man, you need to start thinking about your music. So I had people telling me that. And I'm like, man, I know you're right. I'm listening to them, but at the same time, I'm still thinking about their stuff. But it let me know that I was around some real people, man, because they said, man, you got to get heard. You're
really
very talented with your writing, your storytelling, man. It's the way you're expressing yourself, the way you feel what you're doing, and, you know, you can hear it. So I woke up, and I realized that, you know, they're right. They're right. I need to do this. So, man, I started taking the initiative, and here I am, man. Mike Kelly, the guy you know, your friend you know, Mike Kelly, man. Mike's a good guy.
Yeah,
man.
Good guy, man. Good guy. Yeah, big shout out to him, man.
Big shout out to him, Mike, man. I love you, bro. You listening, man? I love you very much, man. I wouldn't be right here right now talking to DJ Malone, man, on this hot show that he got. It's cracking, man.
Oh, man.
Up to you, man. You the reason why, bro. And I love you very much, man. I told you, man. It's going to be something different, man.
I want to get into one of your songs. We're gonna get into one of your songs right now, man, called Paparazzi.
Right.
Tell us about this song. I want my listeners to get to hear. Tell us about it. What inspired it? What made you want to come up with something like this?
Man, that life, that pain. A lot of people, they're so nosy to get into your business and to want to exploit it, you know, and sometimes it can ruin stuff, man. A man or a woman, it goes vice versa. They both can have, you know, a great relationship going on, you know. Say this person he's a very popular person, you know, and just because someone is so nosy and wants to, you know, randomly start something, man, it can mess up your whole household. Or you're just, you know, people just being messy, period. And I've been there, man, and I felt that, man. And this when I heard this track, man, I just it just came to me, man. I just said, I have to write this, and I know people don't feel this, man, because you get tired of people being in your business, man. You know, asking you, man, you're telling people, hey, yo, he don't take care of his kids, right? You know, how do you know that?
Yeah, yeah.
How do you know, you don't live in my shoes. You're not around me 24/7. So, man, this song just came out came out of me, man. It just came out of nowhere. It's like my hand automatically picked up the pen and started writing DJ Malone, man. And so I just, man, it was, I attacked it. And I came up with Paparazzi.
Definitely, man. Let's go ahead and get into it right now. Paparazzi here.
Okay.
People right here with DJ Malone. See, Palmer, man, make sure you guys check them out, do everything what you got to do. Give it a Facebook, a Twitter, everything where they can find that before we go ahead and play.
For sure. Man, first of all, y'all can find me. YouTube, C. Palmer. You can either type in Nod Your Head ENT, or that's with a K. I know I spell Nod different, but it's K-N-O-D. Y-O-H-E-A-D. You can type that in YouTube. You can find me on Twitter, Courtney Palmer, at Nod Your Head. You can find me at website, www.nodyourheadent.com. That's the official website. You can go on there and find out whatever you need to know, what's going on, release date, and everything. So you can just hit me up on Instagram. It's nodyourhead.cp.
Definitely.
This is Paparazzi.
We're about to know. Oh, you want to go ahead and introduce it, man. Go ahead. This your song. Go ahead and introduce it to the world.
You already know I'm feeling it. I'm going to go ahead and introduce it, man. This is C. Palmer, your boy, Nod Your Head ENT. Y'all stand up. This is my song, Paparazzi, and I hope you guys love it because I did it for y'all. Here it is.
Thunder and Life Entertainment. Ooh. Nod Your Head Entertainment. C. Palmer. Crook. Get that fucking camera on my face.
I'm watching.
All in my damn bitch. Talk to him, Palmer.
Stop with the questions, please. Why are y'all bugging me?
Why are y'all bugging me?
You were in photography. Cause the pictures don't bother me. Is this in your plans? To make a man go mad with the crazies in your ass. Blowing up my phone, popping at my home. Then hide behind some bushes, standing there with the cameras on
your kid's ass.
Y'all need to mind y'all business and your weird ass. See why y'all all up in there and I'm tired of y'all saying things. We all gonna hear it.
Club at the Christie, the lens and the camera reflect off the glass. Focus and notice, and people was watching me, keeping the eyes on me, flashing and blinding me. Can't trust your cousin to give you location for family vacations. From day to the station, and can't trust your bitch when she getting impatient. You cheating, she making the call and they say, fuck them, no privacy. Life is on piracy, taking my freedom, delivering back. I stay at the crib, I stay on the mic, I stay with the blood till you put me on blast. But call me for news, you abuse me on air, asking me questions and front like you care. Walking the block, see him stopping.
Why y'all all up in here and I'm tired of y'all singing things.
Palmer.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes, sir.
Man. Banger right there, people. Make sure you guys check it out, man. Paparazzi is the name. Make sure you guys check it out, man. That's a banging song. I felt it in that, man.
Man, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate that, man. I was sitting there listening to it, too, man. I'm actually, not because it's my song, man, but that song puts you in a trance, man.
Yeah.
I can't even explain it.
Well, let me ask you this, man. Let me ask you this. How do you feel every time you hear your song, whether it's on the radio, whether it's being played at a club or wherever, what feelings do you get?
Man, the feeling that I get is that, man, wow, I achieved something. It lets me know that hard work pays off, man. Especially, and I know, I'm glad you said that, man, because I have kids, even my kids, my three girls, especially my middle girl, man, always singing that song, man. And it brings a smile to my face every day, man, because when you got a kid singing your song, man, you know you got some entertainment going on in there.
Definitely.
You know how they are. So that makes me feel good. Makes me feel great.
We got a couple callers in here for you, man. I want to get them in. You want to take a couple calls?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Let's go ahead and get a caller, man. Caller, man, from the 443 area code. You're on the line. What's going on? How you doing today?
What's going on with you, man? What's going on with you, man? Hey, it's Psycho in the building, man. Giving a big shout out to my man C. Palmer doing this thing.
Definitely, man. Welcome.
How y'all doing?
How you doing?
I'm all right, man. Just hanging in there, you know.
Any questions you want to ask him or anything? Or say to him?
Nah, I just wanted to congratulate him for real, man. Tell him to keep doing this thing. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I appreciate that so much, man. Who is this, man? I know who this is.
It's Psycho, bro. Already.
I know.
Big fan, man.
Psycho, man.
Big fan.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that love you calling, man. DJ Malone, mm-hmm. That's one of my artists, man.
Definitely. Real.
So he's
real. Good. That's real.
But I appreciate you calling, man.
Already, man. You know I was going to listen in to you.
Oh, man. I appreciate the love, man. That makes me feel good, man. You don't know. You got me smiling over here, man. You got me cheesing, man.
No doubt.
I appreciate that, man. One love, man. It's fam.
Shout out to you too, DJ Malone. That's the first time I heard about this radio site. And I'm saying I like it. I'm gonna be tuned in more often.
Oh yeah, man. Make sure you tune in Wednesday. Tune in Wednesday. We're gonna be replaying his stuff on SkyTown Over Radio. I'll give you the information for that as well.
All right, that's cool.
DJ Malone, you got it cracking.
Definitely, man. I appreciate you, though.
All right, man.
All right, Psycho, man. I appreciate you, man. One love, fam.
Definitely, man. Let's get another caller into the mix, man. Let's get
another caller, okay, man.
Caller from the 409 area code. State your name. Where you calling from?
Hi, my name is Monica. Better known as C. Palmer's number one fan. I'm from the Gallatin County area.
Okay.
If y'all don't know, that's the 409 down here by the waters.
Oh, my God.
Yes, you know who this is.
Yes, I do. Got me smiling over here. Oh, my God.
I'm calling because I've been his fan, his number one fan, when I moved to Dallas back in 06. I'm back in Gallatin County, but I moved to Dallas in 06. And Palmer and his uncle's men would always have a jam session. And he played this one song.
Good old day.
And I was going to school. And I've always had haters. And when he came out with this song called Crabs in a Bucket, it was like, oh, my God, I love it. And then turn around to find out that he made Paparazzi. It was like, this man is, he can do one song and remix it to something totally different and still have the same meaning. That's why I'm his number one fan. I've been following him ever since then. We've been keeping in contact. But my question is, when are you bringing this stuff down here to Houston? When are you bringing it down here to G-Town?
Oh, man.
You know what? You had to put me on the spot like that, huh?
You know I did. You know I did. I've been doing this to you since I've known you. Have I not?
Yes, ma'am.
Come on with it. You know me. Now, both of us Capricorn, so we gonna give it to each other straight. So come on with it.
All right. I'm gonna definitely, my plan is to actually be coming out there sometime in probably the middle of January to get some things going out there. So that's my plan. So that's to answer your question. I'm working on it. So that's gonna be happening real soon.
And when will we get another chance to sample some other music?
It's coming very soon. I like to be, you know, I'm mysterious with it sometimes. So, but that makes it exciting. So you guys will be informed, though, everything, you know, social media, Facebook, Twitter, you know, I'm going to be letting everybody know when some, you know, stuff is getting ready to come out and everything. So you will be informed.
And up to you, DJ Malone, for bringing a guy like him out, something that's unique, that's different, and that's what I've loved about him since day one. I've been listening to the show, and I kind of want to put my little input on the question that you asked him, is what does he call his style? There is no name for his style just yet.
Definitely.
There is no name for it just
yet. I appreciate that. That means that means that you're a trendsetter, man. That means you're a trendsetter. That means you set the trend.
Man,
exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
Yep,
and, you know, every time I get in my car, I still bump that CD. So I'm waiting on my other CD to come down so I can bump it down here too.
I appreciate that so much.
Much love. You know I love you, as always. So congratulations.
Likewise. Thank you so much. It means everything to me. It means everything.
You're welcome.
And same here.
So let all the other so-called fans know I am the president. I am the number one.
Real true. I think you made that clear.
Definitely. Well,
let
thank you for
known,
calling in, baby girl.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Getting so much love, man. Getting so much love. We're about to come down to nitty gritty, and I want to ask you this, man. Now, I want you to give me a real answer.
Okay.
What happens from here? What happens 3 years from now?
What happened 3 years from now?
Yes. Well, what do you hope to be at in 3 years?
Well, I'll be at in 3 years, man, is being one of the biggest producers, CEOs in the music industry, man. I feel that because of who I am, my character, my heart, and that's what I plan and my goal for this whole Notch Head movement label I created, man, is to be something very different with this music and to let people know that it's a producer out there that cares. It's a producer out there that he's doing it for the love. He's doing it for the passion that he has for music. So, man, I see myself in 3 years as being that person that someone can say that this guy's real and he does what he says he's going to do. That's why I see myself as being in 3 years a true producer in the game that's there for his artists, there for whoever that he's working with, and they know that they're dealing with a real person.
Definitely, man. Well, I appreciate you coming through, man.
Man, I appreciate you having me, DJ Malone, man, and much shout out to you, man. It's a blessing, bro. You're a blessing. And I loved every moment.
You're a blessing,
man.
Definitely, man.
You're about to get some props from me right now, man. I think that what you're doing is great, bro. Incredible. You know, man, and I'm very, very honored to be on this show, man. Much love to you.
Definitely. Oh, yeah, man. Anytime, bro. Anytime, man. Whenever you got music, just let me know, and I'm here. And, you know, that's the job as us being DJs. We have to, we got to play what's hot, but we also got to break what's new. And a lot of DJs, they lost that essence. I haven't. So,
no, you sure
haven't,
man.
I just like playing what's hot and what's new. And, you know, I see big things on your horizon. Before we leave out, man, Give it a Facebook, Twitter, everything where they can find you.
Okay. Once again, C. Palmer, I love y'all, man. I do it for y'all. You can find me Facebook. Just type in my name, Courtney Palmer, even though I know I go by C. Palmer. But you can also find me on Instagram. Like I said, it's notyourhead.cp. You know, I spell not with a K. You can also find me on Twitter. You can go to Courtney Palmer at notyourhead. You can also find me on YouTube. You can just type in C. Palmer. You can type in notyourhead ENT, and everything is going to pop up. It's not hard to find me. I'm right there. So that's how you guys can find me. December 31st, Paparazzi will be being released on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, all the digital stores you can get. You can also pre-order it on Christmas, you know, on the 25th of December. So it's coming, y'all. I appreciate you guys showing love, listening, you know, even the ones that probably didn't, you know, normally listen to your show, been here, you know, just thank you for the opportunity, man. And I love y'all.
Definitely, man. It's your boy, DJ Malone, C. Palmer. It was a pleasure to have you, man. I'm going to be out the door, man.
Pleasure to be here, man. Much love to you, man. I thank you once again, DJ Malone, man. And you're a special guy, man. We need more like you.
Definitely, man. You too. Keep doing what you're doing, bro. And until next time, it's your boy Malone. We out. One.
Southern Life Entertainment. Not Your Head Entertainment. C. Palmer. Crew, get that fucking camera on my face.
Me, I'm watching.